We are joined by Lawrence Applebaum, who is the CEO of Golf Canada. Crazy week leading up to this. I mean, this is like on Monday, you're going to be okay, right?
Yeah. Well, this is, first of all, thanks for having us, and appreciate you guys being here. I didn't realize we had such a golfing community here in this Fan 590 team.
That's why we brought George. We made Brady go on vacation this week, today. And we brought another golfer with us. Hugh plays, and Greg plays, and George plays, and I play. Greg doesn't play. Not very often.
Yeah. And while playing is
it doesn't matter. You get out there, and you don't have to play well to be a player.
That's right. I enjoy the game, though.
Well, I can tell you that it's red and white day here at the RBC Canadian Open, and it's a perfect bluebird out there. So we're looking forward to a wonderful day. Conditions out here yesterday started great, and a little bit of rain, and as they say in golf speak, the greens are receptive, and so I think there's going to be some great scores today, and we're looking forward to an outstanding Friday and a wonderful weekend here.
Lawrence, you were saying off air before we got on, the players are raving about the conditions here at Glen Abbey. That's got to make you feel great.
Yeah, we have one of, if not the strongest field we've had in recent years. And we've got world number one Dustin Johnson. We've got four of the top five combatants from the U.S. Open. Bubba Watson posted a great score. And then, as you guys mentioned earlier, we have 21 Canadians in the field. And led by Adam Hadwin, who had a decent score. But we have six other guys, as Elliot, you mentioned, who are ahead of him in the field right now. So Team Canada just coming on strong.
Lawrence, you talk about conditions. When you guys are setting up the golf course, when you're heading into this tournament, what are you looking for? Obviously, you don't want rain, but do you want a little wind? Do you want it a little tougher? Because are you guys okay with those super low scores being posted, or do you kind of want something a little more challenging for the players? Because we saw Garriga shoot a 63 today. We might see another really low number today. What's the conditions you guys kind of want to make this a little tougher track for the guys?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I'm not out there placing holes and doing the setup, but we have some of the best people in the world at the PGA Tour who come in, work with our team at Golf Canada, and the staff here at Glen Abbey, and the superintendent has done such a wonderful job in preparing the course. Robert had a 63 yesterday. He has the course record, excuse me, at 62. We look forward to fans like birdies, fans like action. We had it yesterday with a tremendous group of really top world-class players who are in the hunt. So many people who come here so frequently, like Dustin's been here a number of times, and right. Bubba Watson with some of his Canadian roots, he's been back here and he loves it out here. So conditions are amongst the best we've ever had here at Glen Abbey, and the players have been saying it's just in great shape.
So you're not looking to toughen it up like the U.S. Open, you don't want it that punitive.
No,
out there.
That's not our mode. This is a great time for this event here in 2018, but as you sort of allude to, is next year we'll have our new date, which is June 3rd to 9th. We'll be at the Hamilton Golf and Country Club. We will be the week before the U.S. Open, so big news for us in Golf Canada and the RBC Canadian Open. Along with our partners at RBC and the PGA Tour, we're able to find this great date on the calendar, week before the U.S. Open. Next year, the U.S. Open will be at Pebble Beach, and what we're trying to create for the players is a great lead-in, a great way to get to be ready for that next challenge, but it will not be the ultimate test, what the U.S. Open sort of set up to be. It's a great place for hospitality, Canadiana, and being so warmly received by our Canadian fans.
Now, obviously, the change of timing will get you better golfers. When do you start knowing? When can you start promoting? Who's coming?
Well, I'll tell you what's been really an incredible month. My great partner at RBC, Mary DePauly, and the chief championships officer, Andy Pazder from the PGA Tour, the last month has just been so rich in getting player sign-up, the field complete. We've had a wonderful run. Even the last-minute addition of Sergio Garcia, who fans haven't seen here in Canada, except for a skins game way back in the day. So we already know we've got a wonderful grouping of players who like to play that week before. Brooks Koepka likes to play the week before. Dustin likes to play the week before. And then a whole group of new guys who've never been to Canada in a while. I'll talk about Phil Mickelson.
Right.
Ricky Fowler's played in the past the week before. Even someone like Rory McIlroy. So for us, it's a whole new group of players that are going to be coming in. And then you've got Team RBC. You've got Adam Hadwin, Matt Kuchar, Jim Furyk, Graham McDowell, Brant Snedeker, all those great guys that are coming. And we're so thrilled to have such a strong grouping of players.
We know the schedule has been moved, and we know we've seen the Canadian Open being played in September and July, and now it's moving to June again. How long is this schedule? How far into the future can we put this on our calendar that it's going to be the week before the U.S. Open? What's the foreseeable future when the date of the Canadian Open will kind of be firm?
Yeah, well, the PGA Tour announces the schedule about a year in advance. That's kind of their mode. But I can tell you, for the foreseeable future, you can lock in that date to pre-US Open. Put it on your schedule, George. There'll be a local qualifying for you to go after.
Yeah, okay.
And
I'll be eliminated quickly, but that's fine.
Well,
will a 97 get you into the field if you shoot a... just wondering.
Well, we were talking about the 63 that was posted, and right. Elliot told me, 63, 63. I haven't seen that number before.
We usually see it somewhere around the eighth hole.
But what's really interesting is we're doing things like, you know, we had a U.S. Open qualifier at Westin Golf Country Club this year. There will be opportunities in the future for things like that. You know, we're in our new spot on the calendar. There's so many good things happening. It's the heart of the golf season for us here in the Toronto area, and it's just perfect for fans, for partners, and you'll see world-class golf for years to come in this town.
We know you're heading to Hamilton next year as well. Is there a thing for Golf Canada, and we know, do you see you guys maybe doing a rotation of courses, or is it basically you guys want to go year to year potentially, or you go to a rotation? We saw the Open Championship. They know X year this course gets the Open Championship. Do you see that maybe for the Canadian Open, or it's kind of a year-by-year thing?
Well, we've confirmed Hamilton for 2019 and 2023, and we're committed to playing in really world-class golf facilities that have an exquisite golf course inside the ropes, and also outside the ropes, a great fan experience. And so we're going to be on somewhat of a rotation. We're looking at some great historical golf courses in this area, and we're also looking towards the future and having a great runway for our team at Golf Canada to put on a great RBC Canadian Open. So it's really for us, we had so many people out here yesterday, so many young kids. It's free for kids under 17. And it's a great day outside, engaging with the fans. We've got the rink over at number 7. We had so many fans lining our board set up, and it's just a wonderful day to experience with the whole family.
He's the CEO of Golf Canada, Lawrence Applebaum. I know it's been the best year for the Canadian Open in recent memory, getting the news that you hoped you were going to get. Congratulations. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and it's back to work.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys, and I appreciate how well you guys support golf in this country, and really appreciate having you guys out here this morning.